Tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Greetings from North Pole Flight Command. I'm Alfred Stocking. It was just 24 hours ago that Santa left in a blizzard at the North Pole heading south. In that brief time, he's delivered Christmas to most of the world and wrapping it up in the very populated Sector 5, where he appears to finally be delivering to believers in Canada and the United States. Joining us with an update from behind Santa's sleigh is our Eye on the Sky reporter, Elf Crash Murphy. Crash, where are you and what time is it there?
I'm not sure, Red. It looks American. Santa told me to look to see if there's a barbecue place open because he'd like some ribs, so we have to be in the United States.
Crash, it doesn't sound like Santa's too concerned about the time.
I don't think Santa ever concerns himself about the time, Red. I think his stomach is calling the shots this year.
Crash, I've got a man on the line from Ottawa by the name of Randy Steed. He says he's a cop. Were you and Santa in Ottawa recently?
Yeah, I think so, Red. Why is he asking?
Well, Officer Steed says someone parked a sleigh in a snow zone. The plow has had to stop on a street as a result, and he doesn't sound too happy.
You tell the good officer that Santa did Ottawa from all the rooftops, Red. If it's snowing there on Christmas Eve, you'd think people there would be happy about that.
I'll pass that word along, as well as to hit to him to check his stocking for ashes, Crash. Thanks for updating us. From North Pole Flight Command, where tickets for Santa on Christmas Eve are not appreciated. I'm Alfred Stocking, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.